They say this Gemara is very important. We're going to see why in a second. Zok the Gemara, Makom Shenagu Lichvol. Tana Reb Kofa Badvarim, Reb Yelazar Ben Partha, Moisev Badvarim, My Moisev, Omer Abaye, Moisev Lichvol Meoid Chalamata. So the Gemara, this is just the last line. We were speaking about the different Minhagim of Halal. So this is annoying. So the Gemara says, that. Not that some days would not only just double up, but they would be maisif as well. So the Gemara says, what does it mean they would be maisif? So the Gemara explains, this is like our minig, they would be maisif in the kvelis. The hainu, they would be koifel and double up the psukim already from an earlier stage. From where? From oitcha. They didn't only koifel from hoidu lashem, but they already were koifel from oitcha. Jojo, this is a shir that's good to have a Gemara for.
Wait, once again, what is kofel?
Double, kfeilus. So now, that's the end, and that's the Minhagim of Hal, and that's where we got up. Rabbi Yisai, those of you that missed last week, could die to listen to a lot of important nekudas for the Inyan of Shamei Ka'ina, very important Gemaras. Zok the Gemara, Haminig Levarach Yavarach. There were different Minhagim about making a bracha on Hal. Making a bracha where? Zok the Gemara, Amar Abai Loishanu Ela La'achayrov. There were different minhagim about what? About making a bracha la'achayrev. What's making a bracha la'achayrev, Rabbi Yisai? After what's the bracha? No, not exactly. The other one. Good. Melech v'lo batish bachos. Right. So that, there was different minhagim whether or not you would make the bracha basoif, la'achorev. Avalefonov, but before, the hainu, Likro is a halal, right? Avala funav mitzvah levarich. Everyone holds it's a mitzvah levarich. Ah, you guys are going to all ask me, don't the Sfardim hold that you don't make a bracha? No. Sfardim don't hold that you don't make a bracha when there's a real chi of mi'ikar adin to say halal. When is there a real chi of mi'ikar adin to say halal, Rabbi Yisai? Yontif. That was good. That was very good. Jojo, you have competition with your lines. Jojo had a great line on Purim. Now that was up there. You missed it. All right, you have to listen to the recording. Reb Zera. When I was about to shecht Adam. So to make halal on Yontif, Rabbi Yisai, that's a chiyuv of Kriyas halal. To now say halal on Rosh Chodesh, that's a minik. So Ashkenazim and Svardim have a machlekes, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam have a machlekes, whether or not the bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh is that minik or is that meikar adin. And the Ashkenazim, everyone holds that's a minig. Machlekes is a kriyas halal midin minig. Do you make a bracha or do you not make a bracha? Ashkenazim make a bracha, like we said last week. And Sfardim don't make a bracha. They don't make a bracha on a minig. There are certain minhagim that they do make brachas on. Good question. There's a long briskerov on that. How to explain what types of minhagim the Rambam held to make a bracha on. What, right, Morty? Briskerov?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Right? So certain minhagim are more patterned like dinim, and certain minhagim are just practices. So then on those minhagim, they didn't make a bracha. And that's the opinion of the Sfardim. You'll go into a Sfardi shul on Rosh Chodesh, you will not hear a bracha being recited on halal. But this is talking about where everyone agrees you should make a bracha before a halal, where there's a chi of kriya. How do you know? Where do you see in the halal, Rabbi Yisai, that it's just a minig on Rosh Chodesh and not a kriya, Rabbi Yisai, and not a din? Because you skip, right? Anytime you're going to be medallic, you don't say full halal. So that's a raya that it's not full. That it's not a meikar din.
Last 6 days of business.
I think so. I don't know, but I would think so. Yeah, because there is no chiyah meikar din, right? Zok the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sukkah the reason for that is because they're not chaluk the korban oseihem, like Sukkah is. And the Medrash gives another reason, but yeah. Amar Rabbi, lo shana l'achor v'avalafon of mitzvah l'varech. But before in the Avad you have to make a bracha. Why before in you have to make a bracha? Famous Gemara, but he said, where is this Gemara? Damer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, because Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel told us a big klal. Kol Amitzis Kula. Is it in Megillah also?
Yeah,
but it's where's the main sugya of Overlas Yasin Rav Yisrael? Sachem. Sachem that Zayin Mebiz. The main sugya talking about what? The bracha of Al Bir Chametz in Yana Diyoma. Rabbi Yisrael, the Rabbanu Shalom is with us. Yeah, that's the Gemara there. Zayin Mebiz. Exactly. That's the Gemara. Kol Amitzis Kula Mevarach Leim Overlas Yasin. See, Rabbi Yisrael, when you learn one Gemara, you're not just learning one Gemara. When you finish a blot, like this Gemara right now, this sugya, this is a sugya like a few places in Shas. Like you cover a ground, and then it's going to be the same thesis in there. It's going to be the same. They jump up with the same kashas. The same. There's a lot of repetition in Shas because it's all connecting. Like it's all one sugya. Like, I don't get that. I got it from here. Like it's all like that connects to this. That was that discussion that we had over there. That was Pesachim Megillah. It's not like all new stuff. It's a lot of new stuff. Avla fun of mitzvah levar. The Amar of Yudam Rishwal. Kol amitzvah kulam levarach alim over las yasin. Kol amitzvah kulam. Chacham Sofer says, "What's this chiddush of kol amitzvah kulam? What did I think beforehand? What did I say? Just say chayav levar. Kol amitzvah kulam." So Chacham Sofer writes in Pesachim that the havamina was that maybe there were certain brachas, there were certain mitzvahs that it's not shayach a bracha. Dahinu, maybe the inyan of a bracha is to be makdish yourself and to put yourself in a certain zone when you're going to do something of kedusha, but like the Gemara is discussing over there. What's the Gemara discussing over there? Levar chametz, albir chametz. So that's like a hasaras. That's like a removal of a negative thing. That's like so. Some Sefer says maybe you would think that if you're just trying to now get rid of something bad, bir chametz, maybe you wouldn't have a chiyuv bracha. Chiddush is every single mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Every single mitzvah you have to make a bracha beforehand. And why does it have to? Why does it say Rabbi Yisai? It's such a weird way. Kol mitzvah kulan mevarach alein what? Oyver las yasin. Why oyver las yasin? It should say what? Koydim las yasin. Lefnei as yasin. Right. So the Mefarshim explained, no, over las yasin is over is right before. If it's not going to be right before, Rabbi Yisai, like the Gemara, the Rishonim have a phrase, over las yasin veloy over the over. If it's two stages removed, then it's too far. That's not right before the mitzvah. The Ritva there, it's g'day to see. The Ritva in Pesachim. Rav Yeager once showed me this Ritva. The Ritva in Pesachim, no. but he's a bucky in Rav Kiva Yeager. Used to learn, when I lived in Farak, we used to learn Matzah Shabbos, Rav Kiva Yeager together. Merdek, Mamash bucky in Rav Kiva Yeager.
Like how long it's you say hi to your Rebbe?
No, that's Teichidei Dibur. That's the amount of time that if you made a kinyan, you could be chayzer, or if you made a talus in tefillah, you're allowed to make a chazer. You can shtup it in if it's Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. That amount of time. Brachas Nedarim, Baba Kama. What?
So much time.
It's so sick. Yeah, it's geshmak. Rabbi Yisai, over last yasam alay, over da over. You have to do things right before. So what's the reason? So one pshat we just said, person has to be makdish themselves. A person has to get into the zone. A person has to realize that they are now going to be mashbiya kedusha. He can't just run into a mitzvah. The other pshat in the ritva is what? Very pashit. Mitzvah tzuchas kavana. And how do you make sure that you're going to have kavana? Rabbi Yisai, we can't. Our minds are all over the place. How do we make sure that we have kavana before a mitzvah? Zok the ritva, you make a bracha. Zok the ritva, you even make a bracha. That's it. Rabbi Yisai, that's very similar to the Neidi B'Yehuda that we did earlier this year. Right? The Neidi B'Yehuda that said, you don't need to say L'Shem Yichud. Why, Jojo, you can close your ears for this. Joe, why don't you need to say L'Shem Yichud, did the Neidi B'Yehuda say?
Because
the bracha itself creates the Kavanah. That is L'Shem Yichud. It's accomplishing the same thing. That creates the Kavanah. What?
I remember it.
Yeah, I know you remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
Stop saying
Shane. Yeah. Prak the Gemara, Kashu, my Mishnah da, my Mashma da, I over Lishna da, Dumeu. Here's the Shiloh Jojo. Do you remember why it came up in Sukkah?
Because we were talking about.
Oh.
So, yeah, with the. Hashem coming. Pronouncing Hashem's name.
Pronouncing Hashem's name or spelling out Hashem's name? Hoyga Oisye Shem Shemayim. Exactly. So, Rabbi Yisai, listen to this. Akiva, my little one, Akiva, he's 6 years old. So he asked me over Shabbos, Like, he picked up, like, why, like, we don't say Hashem's name. He picked up that we say Adnos and we don't say Hashem's name. So I told him, well, I said, Lovo, it's going to change and there's going to be Yudkei Vavkei. Right? I didn't give him the whole schmooze from before Purim, but like the, but then he said, and why can't we say, can I just say the letters? Can I just say Yud instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei? So his mom is this sugya of Hoyga Isi Hashem Shammai, and this. No, I didn't tell him to be that. I have to wait for that. Maybe that'll be his bar mitzvah shetel. To check who's invited, you know who's there. You don't want to insult anyone. Weiter. Zok to Gemara. My mashna dahai oiver lishna dak dumehu. And why is it mashma that oiver? Again, the Gemara even picks up on this mudna lushan of oiver. That just highlights the question of the Mefarshim. Say koidim, say lifne. And the Gemara is saying, who even says oiver is it has a mashmos of being before? Lishna dak dumehu. So says the Gemara, the Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak, the Chsiv Ayorotz, Achimotz derech hakikar vayavoris hakushi. When Achimotz was running to David HaMelech to tell him that they won the war and Avshalom was killed, his son Avshalom was killed. So the Gemara says he passed. Vayavor, you passed in front of the Kushi. Abai Omer Mihoch, Abai says a different pshat. Vuhu avar lefneihem v'iba yisem mihoch vayavor malkom lefneihem v'ashem beroshom. So different psukim that are mashma, that the Lashon Oiver is a Lashon of lefnei, is a Lashon of before, but the reason why the Gemara chose Oiver and got into its trouble, which the Gemara was bothered by, is the Rishonim explained, because Oiver has a mashmos of mamish right before. Not even a space, not even any hefsek. Rabbeisai, Toisis Lametesim et Aleph, Dira Maschel Oiver is a Shas Toisis. Toisis that's found in Psachim, Toisis that's found here, but a Toisis that is encountered every single Yontif of Sukkis. Because we have a problem, Rabbeisai. The Gemara in Psachim Da Zayin tells us that Kol HaMitzvos Kulon, and you have to make them Bracha Oiver Las Yosen. What are the two kind of exceptions to that din? Tefilas Yadayim, excellent. Tefilas Yadayim and Tefilas Ger. What about Tefilas Ger? No, it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. So Rav Shechter makes Tefilas Yadayim beforehand, because what's the reason you make Tefilas Yadayim afterwards? Because your hands aren't right. So Rav Shechter as a Chiddush, he thinks that that din was only in a time when we didn't have clean hands always, and our hands actually got dirty. But nowadays that our hands are so clean, he thinks it should really, the Ikar Adin is like our Gemara. The Ikar Adin is our Velas Yosin, and it was only an exception because our hands get dirty. The rest of the poskim that make Alan Tilas Yadayim afterwards, they have some other Hezber that the Tama Adin is still applies, and it still is considered our Velas Yosin. Taisu says, why is it still considered our Velas Yosin? So if you look at Taisvis, Taisvis says Inami. You see by the middle lines, not the fat, but the middle after the skinny. You see. So inami. So let me just give you a little background. But you say, what's Taisus trying to explain over here? So let's see. Well, let's give a little background. We'll go back to Nitzos Adai. So Taisus, mitamzet tzarich levarich the top of the Taisus. Mitamzet tzarich levarich alulov koidim shiit lenu dilach shenadlu midag be nafik bekedamrinim b'soif pirkan. There's a Gemara later on. Anyone do this in the Kiyas Night Seder? Then Bezim and Aleph. Who hit this Gemara? Then Bezim and Aleph. You about to get to there? Membezim and Aleph. Night Seder? I hope.
Yeah.
Membezim and Aleph? Membezim and Aleph? So the Gemara says, Mida'agbe nofakbe. What's the context of the Gemara? The context of the Gemara is a person who is carrying their lulav on Rosh Sarabim on Shabbos. And if they carry the lulav on Rosh Sarabim on Shabbos, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, Tobit Var Mitzvah is Potter. It says, as long as you're involved in a mitzvah, you shouldn't be Chayav a Karbon, because you're not carrying, because you're involved in a mitzvah. So Gemara says, what involved in a mitzvah? Involved in a mitzvah? Gemara says, mida'ag be nafik be. What does mida'ag be nafik be, Rabbi say? How much do you need to be yoitz in the mitzvah of lulav? No, no, no. How much of a time? A second. A split second. The second you pick it up, you are Yotzi. Rabbi say this Lashon of the Gemara has a lot of ramifications. Legabe, the question of the Ritzi Pesach Frank, the Rashash, the Tzlach, what is necessary to be Yotzi, the mitzvah of Lekichas Lulav? What happens if I hold it, what? While it's still mechuber to the tree? What happens if I hold it while it's on the table? Is that a lekicha or is that not a lekicha? So some of the Rishonim say from this Gemara, Mida agbe nofik be, it sounds like you need a hagbah. It sounds like you need a maisa hagbah, similar to what? Similar to kinyonim, that you have to be magbiyat a certain amount. Okay, machlek is Rashi and Tosfos Baba Kama Choftesim Mebeis. How much hagbah is? We get the next year, Mitzvah Morty. What is hagbah? Is hagbah one tefach, is hagbah three tefachim? That's important, machlekes. Has ramifications in all halachas. We did it in Ksubis. Excellent. We did it in Ksubis. Gevaldik. But what? Kedushin Chafei. Yeah, very good. Excellent. So that's that machlekes. But the peel, the peel with the elephant. Exactly, the elephant. That was that. We did that.
Right?
What? Hagbah. Hagbah is to create, acquire ownership. Yeah, Maizakinyan. Yeah, Maizakinyan. Job is caring. Two parts. Hagbah and... Akira, not Hagbah. Akira and Hanach. No, you don't need Hagbah for a Shabbos. You don't, no one would hold you need it, three tefachim or not. Akira and Hanach, but that could be very close to the ground. Even according to those who need three tefachim, it would still be us. Wow. Haitzah, this Shabbos, the theme of the Shabbos. It was because of the five towns, all the areas that were down. So yeah, all the shilas, I discussed all the shilas that I got from Great Neck, Woodmere, that Shabbos was down. So we discussed all the different shilas. I set up shot. Places in the beginning of Shabbos, there's crazy storms. And by the way, you should know, New Jersey, Springfield, Livingston, it's really gefährlich. Their mamish, there were people buying me for Shabbos from Springfield. Their mamish have no power for West Orange. It's really... No, it's a shver matzav over there. It's really it's not a joke. We don't even know what's going on. But we had an era of even last Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Har. Oh, so right there. No. Baruch Hashem. He was just saying North Jersey was the best we had for both Shabbos. Bli Ayin Har. I don't want to give it an Ayin Har. Okay. We had to do somewhere. I left here yeshiva Thursday early. I left. I didn't stay because I went to go check the air because I was nervous about it. Yeah, fine. So Rabbi Yisai, what's the problem? So Taisa says you need to do midag bein ofik bein. So when you pick it up, so what's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? What's the problem? You can never make the bracha by lulav. By definition, it's a self-destructive. No, the opposite of that. It's a self-destructive procedure. You can't, once you pick up the lulav, the mitzvah is done, Sam. Next time you take a lulav, you got to think about this. How can we make a bracha? Is a bracha levatala? That's Taisis Kasha.
It's in a case.
Mida ag me nafik be.
Well, why would you say you make a bracha before you pick it up? Meaning, if you're going to say that, the question is...
Oh, so why don't you say... Ezra says, very simple. Why don't you say you pick it up, but why don't you make a bracha before you pick it up? Rabbi Yisai, and I already answered that. I already answered that, Rabbi Yisai. No. He asked the Kasha. Simple teretz, Ezra says. Just make the bracha before you pick it up. Leave it on the table. Leave it on the bench in your shul.
That's not right before.
Oh, oiver las yos. That's oiver de oiver. You have to make a bracha, then pick it up, then make it, then gather them together. That's too removed. So that the Rishonim didn't even suggest such a suggestion because that was too far removed. So says Taisa, mi lo mistaber klal de heich yivarech frak Taisa. V'hu monach bekli. Hamar ba kaimitz rabba tefillin me'emasai mevarach aleim mishas hanocha atchas kshir v'chol shosh ena mitzvah mizumenes biyado. Zoktaisis, if it's in the kli, and if it's not mizumenes biyado, it's not in your hand, like Ezra asked, lasas lo mistaber klal levarach alav, you can't, that's too far removed, so that's not going to be an eitzah. If it's in the kli, like Sofer says, or it's on the bench, like Ezra said. So says Taisis, v'shema mishiyas chelita lulav, koidim shiyita la esrug mevarach, Behindu over las yasan, shema akvin zeze. So what's the eighth of Taisus?
Take the lulav,
but not the esrik. And why should that work? Rabbi say shema akvin zeze. What's shema akvin zeze? What? Because it connects or what? It each holds back the mitzvah. It's ma'akiv on the other. It means if you take three meaning, Rabbi say, are you yotz in the mitzvah?
No. What about the random?
Oh. So ask Libby the Vilna Goins Kasha. But you asked it a little backwards. What about, you're right about the Machlekes, but what about the, who's the Bar Plugged on the Rambam? What about the Bahag? Oh no, it could be the Rambam holds like that. It could be, you're right. Bahag and the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, the Rambam. So Zok the Rambam, you're right, 100%. The Bahag Shita is like the Rambam. So Frek Libby the Vilna Goins Kasha. Rabbi say, listen to this Mari Dika Kasha. Listen to this Mari Dika Kasha. You got to stand up when this guy walks in the room. Baruch Hashem, he was mechavet to the Vilna Gaon, which changes halacha l'maisa, Rabbi Yisai. How's that going to work? How's that going to work? What's the din, asked Livy, if you don't want to take the Dalad Minim altogether? You want to take him bezeh achar zeh. Are you Yotze or not? So the Bahag Shita and the Rambam Shita, is that your Yotze? Right? We don't hold Lulav Tzarech Eged. It's not Mahakev. And you can take it one after the other. So freck the goin, Morty. Freck the goin. Freck the goin. How does that help for Arvel Las Yosson? You already started the mitzvah. You picked up the lulav in the ass, and now you're going to say a bracha? So it's not over Las Yosson. Because 3/4 of the mitzvah is done. Or 1/4 of the mitzvah is done. Ah. Zok the goin, this day of Tosis is wrong. This is not an Eitzah. Look in the Mishnah Brura, in Ilchos Lulav, I forget which simon, probably Tuf Reish Nun Aleph around. Zok the Mishnah Brura, quotes from the Goyin, the only Eitzah is for what? You to have Kavana in your head, not to be Yotze. And then, once you finish the Bracha, you have Kavana to be Yotze, that's the Overlas Yotze. So the Goyin is obviously passing like that. He says this Eitzah doesn't work. So 1 second, Rabbi Yisai. But I have a kasha on the goin. I have a kasha on the goin. Because what if you hold like the Rishonim mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana? It's machlokes tanoim if mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or not. Machlokes Rishonim if mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or not. What if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana? If mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, then what? Then this kavana eitzah shouldn't help, right? Wrong. Wrong. Why? Why am I wrong? What? Negative kavana. Excellent. That's what the Rishonim prove, that even if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, and you don't need kavana, but what? If you upshlug it? If you damage it? If you inject it with negative kavana? Kuli amalo plig, that's not going to work. It's meferish ha-gemara, they say. It's meferish ha-gemara. And that's what Tosfos goes on to say, yeah.
Maybe Tosfos could respond to the only gun, but look at the actual bracha,
Yeah, good. So it could be that Tosfos holds like he holds Rabbeinu Tam that it's bebas achas. You have to take each one at the same time. Just the goyin is pointing out this eitz is not going to work if you hold like the other rishon. Unless you say that even if you hold it's bezach or zeh, what happens? It's that once I take all four of them retroactively, now I was yotze. So it was over Las Yas, but that's a little wild. I think there is an opinion of the Bach like that, that's the way where it means Yesh Lachkor, the day is of the Rishonim, which is a major Machlokes Rishonim, and I think we paskin like that you can take a Bezeh Achar Zeh. So now how does that work? Does that mean that, oh, I did a quarter, and now at the end of the day I was just fulfilled it? So then the Goyin has a good Kasha, then it's not over Las Yas, and the Bracha is right smack in the middle of the Mitzvah, and that's Shver. Says the Goyin, it has to be Orvel Las Yosson, that's what the Gemara says. Aber if you hold like the Bach, if you hold like this other pshat, that no, if you're Yotze Bezeach or Zeh, what does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? What does it mean conceptually? It means once you finish it, we can kick back that Limafreya. Now we are Yotze, so now the time of the Bracha was before I was Yotze in the Mitzvah? Avada was before I was Yotze in the Mitzvah. But Rabbi Yisai, that's assuming another Kasha. Yeah, no. First of all, we don't see mitzvahs l'mafrei anywhere else. It's a big chiddush to say that. But also, I have another kasha. When we say that you have to make brachos over las yos, what does a bracha have to be said on? Does a bracha have to be said on the what of the mitzvah or the what of the mitzvah? No. The maisa mitzvah? Or does the bracha have to be said on the what?
Maker.
No. No.
You, huh?
What did you just say? The Kiyama Mitzvah. Excellent. Yesh Lachkor. Yesh lach. What did he say? You heard this?
I'm sure if I was right.
He whispered.
Yesh lach gor. Yesh lach gor. I'm a nice guy. I'm gentle. I'm gentle. Everyone knows I'm gentle. Right? It's over. Rabbi Yesh lach gor. Yesh lach gor. Yesh lach gor. Yesh lach gor. No, you're done. I'm not going to be gentle with that. No, not a chance. Yesh lach. You think I'm joking. Yesh lach gor. Yesh lach. I'm not joking at all. Yesh lach gor. Yesh lach gor. And I'll get Rabbi Bina to back me up on this. Yesh lach gor. Rabbi say yesh lach gor. When you make a bracha on a mitzvah, what does the bracha have to be on? The fulfillment of the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah, or the maisa mitzvah? So you're all looking at me like, what? What? Usually do maisa mitzvah. Usually you don't have this question, Rabbi say, because the maisa and the kiyum are always in the same time. When do you ever have a split between the Maisa and the Kiyam, Rabbi Isai? You usually don't have a split between the Maisa and the Kiyam. Unless, Rabbi Isai, what? Let's say there's a mitzvah to do this, and then there's a Kiyam after you do a few other mitzvahs. And let me get a few other Maisa. Let me give an explanation, Rabbi Isai, Soloveitchik explained. Let me give an explanation that's going to be very relevant in 2 weeks from now. What day is today? Shabbos is, no, 3 weeks from now. 3 weeks from now.
Can't wait.
Somebody say, when do you make a brach on Sfira Saimer?
3 weeks?
Adam, you're like one statement behind me. When do you make a brach on Sfira Saimer, Rabbi Isai? Very good. Very good. By the way, that's the one place that, like, even the Misnagdim are, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not the Nedivu, but yeah.
Doesn't he change the
gifts,
though?
What?
Don't we change the
gifts
a little bit?
So, Rabbi Isai, there was a machlokes. When are you yotze the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer, Rabbi Isai?
After
Kiyum mitzvah.
When you count the day.
Okay? So let's say I wouldn't be able. Let's say I have. It was Shiloh Maisa Shahaya. There's a guy who was going to have an operation, and he was going to be put out for 24 hours. He was going to be unconscious. This happens. A person is unconscious after the surgery, he's in a coma, whatever. He knows in advance he's not going to be able to count day 37. Should he start counting the first 37 days with a bracha?
Yeah.
Yeah? So many poskim held that he shouldn't. I happen to agree with you, but many poskim held that he shouldn't because there's a machlokes between the Geonim, the Bahag, and Tosfos, whether or not it's one long mitzvah or whether or not it's 49 separate mitzvahs. That's this. I'm sure I give a share of it. Yeah. The Menachas Chinuch talks about that. Yeah. So Rabbi Yisai. So now, Seder of Salages. So it sounds like from these Rishonim that they have a machlokes if they're 49. Mitzvahs or one long mitzvah, right? Seder of Soloveitchik, he brought rayas. I don't have time to get into the rayas. I'll give you the rayas, mitzvah shem during Sfira. But Seder of Soloveitchik, that's not their machlekes. Everyone agrees that what? There's one mitzvah to count 7 weeks. It's a pasuk. Shiva Shavuos Tispor Lach. You have a mitzvah to count 7 weeks. So then what? So what's the machlekes, everybody say? Seder of Soloveitchik, brilliantly. Seder of Soloveitchik, brilliant. The machlekes is not what the nature of the mitzvah is, and everyone holds that it's one long mitzvah, but rather what? Rather what? Whether or not you should make the bracha on the kiyum, or you should make the bracha on the. I'm sorry. Again, everyone holds there are 40. I said it wrong. Everyone holds that there are 49 separate mitzvahs. But there's 49 separate maisa mitzvahs. There are 49 actions that create one larger kiyum. Seder of Soloveitchik, the kasha is the following. When you make a bracha, do you make a bracha on the maisa mitzvah? Or do you make, again, I'm saying it wrong again. I'm getting this. Let's start over. There's a machlekes, whether or not if you're going to miss a day, Do you make another bruch? I'm sorry, that was not the machlokes. That's why I'm confusing. That was. Let's start again. Give me a second. Let me just think about the taisa for a second. No. The Hag paskins as follows. If you miss a day, you can't count the next day. That's the Hag. Okay? Tosfos says it's wrong. Even if you miss a day, you're allowed to count the next day. That's Machlokes Rishonim with a bracha. Everyone holds, that's the Machlokes Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows, we're choshish for both opinions. So that's why La Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch is choshish for both opinions, says, if you didn't count the day before, you shouldn't count anymore with a bracha, because we want to be choshish for the Bahag's opinion, that missing a day, you can't count the next day. Okay? What is that Machlokes about? What is that Machlokes about? So said Rav Soloveitchik, there is a Maisa every day to count. A Maisa Mitzvah. Right? And then there is a Kiyum after 49 days. So said Rav Soloveitchik, their machlokes was if the bracha is shayach to be something that's going to have a kiyum mitzvah, or is it enough to make a bracha on something that's going to have a maisa mitzvah? There are 49 separate maisa mitzvahs to develop ultimately a larger kiyum. That was the machlokes. Another mar makom for this, Rabbi said. Don't forget this. Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. What is the mitzvah what is the bracha that we make before we blow shofar? Al tkiya shofar. Rabbeinu Tam disagreed. No, al shmi l'shmo kol shofar. Wow, shmo kol shofar. That's the Rabbeinu Tam had a different mahalach. Rabbeinu Tam said you make a different bracha. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Al tkiya shofar. Instead of Soloveitchik, they're not arguing in a fundamental argument about the mitzvah. They're arguing in this debate. Everyone agrees the Maisa Mitzvah is the Tkiya, and the Kiyam HaMitzvah is the Shmiya. You know what the debate's about? Should the Bracha be going on the Kiyam, or should the Bracha be going on the Maisa? Oh, that's going to now affect our Bach. If you understand, I think, if you understand that this is going to be over Lasiyasan, Rabbi Yisai, it's only going to be over Lasiyasan for the what? For the Kiyam HaMitzvah. But it's not going to be over Lasiyasan for the Maisa Mitzvah. And that should now have ramifications on whether or not the Bach retroactive Eitzah is going to help Legabe answering the Goyin's Kasha. Are there any other Teirutzim, Taisa says? So we have so far two Teirutzim. One is, take one after the other. Right? So the Goyin says that's not going to work. Then the Goyin says to have negative Kavona. Inami La'ach Shneitol Shneem What's the next Eitzah, Rabbi Yisai? You hold it upside down. Why is that going to help, Rabbi Yisai? Parsha Shmuz. Which Parsha Shmuz? No, more than that. Truma. Terech Kedilasan. You have to hold things upright. You have to do things in the way that's going to cause growth. You have to attend yeshiva, that's going to be growth. Don't just sign on the attendance sheet. You actually have to make sure that you're going to be growing in yeshiva. If you're going to go play roller hockey and then yeshiva, it's not going to grow. That's not derech to be lasam. It's a fair Gemara that says that you can't be on a roller hockey team. It's fush. So the Gemara says, what's the eitzah if you don't want to be yotzi or mitzah? What's the eitzah if you don't want to be mitzah? Yotzi mitzah? Flip your esrog upside down. So if you have different shulchan aruch for you, how do you yotzi the mitzah lula? Upside down. So Bishahpo. So Taisa says that's an eitzah also. So why didn't the goyin like this? Ezra, you're not gonna like this. Why didn't the goyin like this, Rabbi Yisai? It's Ivra da Ivra. It's also too far removed. So that wasn't why didn't, because that's why you had to come on to.
So over and over.
This is the goyin's eitzah. You have to have kavana not to be yotzei. Rabbi says Shulchan Aruch is permeating out of the Tosis. This is Halach LaMaisa Shabbat Halach LaMaisa. Every time you pick up a lulav, I want you to think about Sukkah LaMetesim and Al Tosis. Sukkah Pesachim Dav Zayin Mabez Tosis. The mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana mikom bakarcha loinofik. Even if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, but you can't be yotze against your will. Negative kavana is not to be good. Inami, what's the next day in Taisis? Middle lines. Mishum deloy gromer mitzosa adachar nanua. Ooh, because what? I didn't finish the mitzvah. Why didn't I finish the mitzvah? Because you still need to shake it. That's part of what? That's part of the Maisa Mitzvah. Part of the Maisa Mitzvah is not just to pick it up, but also what? The Nanuim. Now, this is a Chiddush, everybody say, this day of Taisis. Why? Because we hold what? The Gemara says, Mida'ag Be'nafak Be. So, which, the Mida'ag Be'nafak Be, the Gemara's Kasha on Mem Beis, that says, Mida'ag Be'nafak Be, right? When you pick it up, your Yotze, what's that Mashma? It means you don't need what? Shake it. You don't need Nanuim. Yet Taisis is saying, since there is a mitzvah and a mudcher, the best way to be yotze the mitzvah is to do nanuim. That's going to help for over las yasan. So this gives a very big oomph and emphasis on the last year that we had on Sunday, on the nanuim and the importance of nanuim, that now this is so part and parcel of the mitzvah that it's even going to be an eitzah of how to resolve what? How to resolve over las yasan. And that's why Rabbi said, you should know, Maimer Amuzka, Rabbi said, it's brought in Hilchos Shechita, in Simen Aleph Sif Yud Ches, I believe. The halacha is that you have to make a bracha before you shecht the animal. So the Gemara, there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Orzarua, it's a machlekes, the Mechaber and the Shach. There are people that are buckets in Hilchos Shechita. There's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Orzarua. Machlekes, the Mechaber and the Shach, had a paskin. What happens if I don't make the bracha beforehand? Sam, what happens? I just messed up. I forgot to make a bracha. Could you still make a bracha or not? Scrap that. What? So it's a machlekes. Machlekes, if you can make a bracha la'achar asiyasa. Right? But everyone agrees, as long as the mitzvah is nimshach, even the Rambam who holds, you're not allowed to make a bracha la'achar asiyasa, and the Rambam holds, as long as the mitzvah is nimshach, you're allowed to make a bracha afterwards. Even the Rambam, who's machmir about the shayla, he says you can make a bracha afterwards. What's a raya, Rabbi Yisai? Let's say one of you guys forgot to make a bracha on tzitzis this morning. Could you make a bracha right now?
Yeah.
Aye, the Rambam holds you have to be over las yasan. What's the answer? What's the answer? No.
But
Maisha writes in the tshuva, the shaking is just to remind you. It's not really doing anything. Zok live, say it loud.
That you're being Mekayim.
You're Nimshach. Your mitzvah is Nimshach. I'm being Mekayim and ongoing. Just like what? The mitzvah is Nimshach when it comes to Lulav. Why is it Nimshach? I still have the Nanuim. I still have something else. The mitzvah still exists. So I'm going to let him make a bracha even afterwards. I'm going to make a bracha even afterwards. The mitzvah is Nimshach. That even the Rambam will agree that it's not considered Lachar Asiyasun. For this, we learn that you can make a bracha al netilas yadayim achar netila. Why? Because the mitzvah is not finishing until you dry your hands. That's what everyone holds. Why are you allowed to make a bracha al netilas yadayim after you wash? Everybody say al netilas yadayim is talking about what? It's talking about the netila, not the niguv. The answer is part of the mitzvah is still the niguv. So we have an eitzah for those people that assume that the hands are not clean and it's not right to make a bracha, so therefore, you make the bracha before the end of the mitzvah, as long as part of the mitzvah is still ongoing, that's the eitzah. Again, in other situations, we want everything to be before the mitzvah even starts. We don't have an eitzah, like lulav, according to one day in Tosis, or by netilas yadayim, so that's what we're going to rely on. Rabbi, so what's the other example? Who said before? Tvila. Tvila's who? Tvila's ger. The Gemara talks about Tvila's ger. Because why? At the time that he makes a bracha, he's a guy. He can't make a bracha then. So therefore, we wait till afterwards, and then he makes a bracha afterwards. So it's a machlekes rishonim, had a paskin, what about a tefilas nida? Tefila nashim, it's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber and the Ramah, it's different eitzas of how to do it. That's why Ashkenazim have a practice that a woman dunks a few times, because they don't want to make a bracha beforehand, because she's not right. But the Gemara really only said it by ger, the Gemara never said it by nida, so it's a shayla. So we're chayshish for both opinions. So she dunks, comes up, makes a bracha, dunks again, and then makes it over las yasan for that as well, because that's the whole shayla. Yeah.
How could she say a bracha if she's uncovered?
Excellent question. That's what the Gemara deals with. So the Gemara. So also what she does is she tries to make a separation in order to not be connected to Makom Erva. But that's discussed in the poskim there. Excellent. Gemara talks about the water. The water, if the water is not so clear, then the water could create a separation. That's exactly what I'm based on. That's what this accomplishes. Exactly. Yeah.
Can you make brachas, though, like, in bed, naked,
no? No.
Does it take...
You have to have. Yeah, you can't be absolutely naked sitting. You can't. You have to have some sort of. You have to have some sort of covering. Libo shouldn't be Royas Erva. If your Libo is Royas Erva, then that's a problem. You have to have some sort of separation.
This is in Sukkah.
Yeah, it's like in
the canon, isn't like in the discussion about this.
Libo Rosa Erva, yeah?
When it comes to. It's on, I think it's. We skipped it, I think.
We don't skip.
We did that, I think. No, it's later.
Oh, it's only the men.
Someone who's.
In the early of the second parak.
Yeah. No, it's in the first. It's Oha versus. Someone's naked. Yeah, I'm saying Shema. When someone's naked.
You're right. It's the end of the first part. Right. Okay, Viter. So those are the different eights here. But it's a very important thesis. Oh my gosh. Rabbi Yisrael, we didn't even start the next Gemara.
We can do the Mishnah.
Wow. Let's start the Mishnah. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm not joking right now. Who knows when the next Shemitah is?
5 years, 4 years.
3 years from now?
4 years.
My Shana Bet was the last one. So.
Yeah, his Shana Bet.
2015, yeah.
4 years.
2015 was?
Yeah.
Was Shemitah?
Yeah.
So 16, 17, 18.
4 years.
So we got 4 more years. Rabbi Yisrael, the next Gemara that we're about to. By the way, like, it sounds foreign, it sounds like these things are not Nogea. Shemitah is relevant. Shemitah is so important. No, even in America, everybody says. Not Shemitah practically is not knowing, but like we get shipments in, we have, and it's also very nogeh for this Mishnah, everybody say. It's a major debate amongst the Satmar Rebbe and Rav Moshe whether or not you could use esrogim that come from Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year, all emanating out of our next sugya, dinim of shvius. Coming from the following, let's start the Mishnah. Halakeach lulav mechaveru b'shvius, but both of them were not on the roller hockey team. Halakeach lulav mechaveru b'shvius, a person who buys a lulav from his friend during Shemitah. It's true, MS. It's a big chiluk. I agree.
Basketball's a lot.
One's a yeshiva sport, one's not. Noisan le esrog b'matana. Lefisha ein rashai leloikhoi bishvius. Halekeach lulav mechavero bishvius. A person who buys a lulav from his friend during Shemitah. So what do you do? Noisan le esrog b'matana. You should give the esrog as a present. She'ein rashai leloikhoi bishvius. Because what's the problem? You're not allowed to what? Pay money for the esrog during Shemitah. So how do you do that? So what you do is you buy the lulav. The Gemara is assuming right now, and the Mishnah is assuming right now, Rabbi Yisrael, that apparently the lulav does not have an iser of shvius. Apparently it's only perish shvius, not lulavim. Stay tuned if that's going to exist lemaskana. If the Rambam and other Rishonim might disagree with that, and do you have to be careful when you buy flowers and other things like lulavim that are not classic fruits, that there is an Isser Shemitah, there is an Isser Shvius, but for now we'll assume that the fruit over here is the Esrog and nothing else. So we're very bothered about paying money for the fruit. So what he does is, he gives the fruit b'matana, and he pays for the lulav. So now you're going to all ask, what do you mean? This guy who's selling, this high school kid who's trying to make, you know, $1,000 before Sukkot and rip everyone off, you know, in order to make sure that he makes money before Sukkot. So he's not going to be okay with this. You can take your Shemitah rules and do whatever you want with them. You're paying for my esrog, buddy. Esrog's where I cash in on the esrog. Lulav doesn't cost money. I do the whole shtick and say right on the box that this is mahudr, even though it's not mahudr, and that's how I make my money. You know, you got to give me money for my esrog. So the Gemara asked that kasha. first line of the Gemara. Loy rotza litin lo b'matana. What happens if you're dealing with a guy who couldn't care less, you know, he wants his money for Esrog, so he doesn't want to give the Esrog as a gift, so how are you going to deal with that? What's the Eitzah? We're not going to have Dalad Minim that year, Morty? So the Gemara, Amrav Huna, Mavliya le dmei Esrog belulav. What does that mean? Mavliya le dmei Esrog belulav. You swallow? Well, who's swallowing over here? What's going on over here? Rabbi Yisai, there's something called in Halacha called Havla'ah. What is Havla'ah, Rabbi Yisai? Rabbi Yisai, who here works in a job on Shabbos? What do you do on Shabbos?
I used to be a group leader.
You used to be a group leader? What do you do?
I'm still a group leader.
You're a group leader? How do you get paid for Shabbos?
You have to prepare to do something before Shabbos.
So the Gemara says, even if you get paid for after Shabbos, because I hope no one's touching money on Shabbos, there's a separate Isser called Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to get paid for a job that you do on Shabbos. I hate to break it to you. This is a Befeirush Gemara that it's Usser for you to get. It's a Gemara B'Metzia. It's a Gemara in Ksubis. You're not allowed to make any Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to make wages on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, if you do any activity of preparing or anything else, the way, but it's important for the person who's employing you to know this, that you pay wages for the preparation, like a caterer for the setup of the catering, which they have to do before Shabbos, and then your mavliya, you swallow into that payment the amount that you're getting for Shabbos. But in a chanami, if a person is only getting paid for a job that he only does on Shabbos, and there was no input, there was no effort, there was nothing prepared for beforehand, that is a serious problem of Schar Shabbos. So again, I don't want to get into all these cases, everybody said we have a lot more to do. Same thing applies to Lulav as well. As long as you're not paying directly for the Esrog, and the guy doesn't want to give the Esrog b'matana, so then the Gemara gives an Eitzah, give a larger price on the Lulav, and be Mavliya, that now within the Lulav, you'll be Mavliya, the amount for the Esrog as well. So now, Rabbi Yisai, we have to analyze right now, yes, we have to analyze the deal has to be beforehand. You have to set up that there has to be some input, there has to be some work before or after Shabbos, otherwise Havlo is not Shaykh, the Heter of Havlo would not work. That's why if you were, you can't be Mavliya for the Esrog if there's no Lulav over here that you're not paying for. It's the same parallel.
I'm saying you can't have like a 100 Esrogs laying out and then say, oh, whichever Esrog you want.
Right, if a guy would want to just buy an Esrog and he's just going to pay for the Esrog, Havlo wouldn't work.
No, I'm saying if you buy the Lulav and then the guy says, you now have a choice of Esrog, would that be okay? Or would it have to be that the Esrog is paired with the Lulav and the second you buy the Lulav?
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. I mean, as long as at the time of purchase, it's being swallowed up into a Lulav price and it's not being an Esrog price. Yeah.
Right, so just now, you're giving a larger price for the Lulav, including the price for
yeah,
the Esrog.
Yeah, yeah. But now it's considered like it's a Lulav price, just like when I'm paying for the work that you did on Shabbos, I'm really paying you for the input that you did before, and then I'm now just going to swallow up a little more and boost up the wages a little bit to include Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is only if it's directly for Schar Shabbos. Right.
I'm not just a group leader, I'm in charge of all of this, so I'm doing other stuff, but what about people that...
Well, you're doing Shabbos stuff.
Yeah.
You put in preparations?
Yeah.
High school.
So then fine. But
the school is good. What about the other leaders?
You have to figure out something. You have to figure out something. I didn't say it's a simple answer. You have to know. There is halacha. You know, I'm saying like this is the way it works. Schar Shabbos is
usher. Does it matter if you only get paid?
It's only for Shabbos. So it's not, it's really, it's days, it's, there's only days for Shabbos. So that's a separate question. That's not really wages. You're not paying for work on Shabbos. That's a separate question that the post can deal with. They ask how could you be misnadeh for something that you're not allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do so. Letzarech mitzvah and letzarechei tztaka and that, so that the poskim are makel for a person to be misnadiv tztaka on Shabbos. That's why you could have auctions. That's the heter to have auctions and have all these things. These are brought up in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, but if your mom is doing a job and it happens to be on Shabbos, then that's a problem with Schar Shabbos. All right, everybody, so we'll come back. We have to get to understand what the issue of making money with Shvius is, and how does this